he'll tell you when to play the song.
Oh, I thought you said 5 seconds.
Yo, 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 welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Sin City, this your boy Cass. Check it out, we're gonna be back with more hot topics as soon as this song go off. Alright.
Get it? Right now we writing history. 1,000 years from now, they'll talk about you and me. I know sometimes I go hard for no reason at all, but just so through the bitterness and test the weight of your heart. But when your back's on the wall and there's a shout at your friend, you know that I'm with you until the end. 'Cause we got hood love. I be cussing, I be screaming like it's over. And I'm longing and I'm feeling just to hold ya, 'cause that's how we do. You know that good love is a good love, that's me and you. How you feel, love? Well, I'm with you, never quit you, not a thriller. When you ain't here, then I miss you, 'cause I feel love the way that we do. You know that good love is a good love, that's me and you. Sometimes I think about leaving you, but when I think about what we've been through, yeah, I get a feeling like it could be the worst. 'Cause I've given you my best, and I don't mind if that's fine. 'Cause when you love somebody hard, then you love that way for life. You got all of my heart, and I'll never leave this side. I gave my word to somebody. Like it's over, then I'm loving and I'm feeling just to hold ya. And that's how we do. You know that hood love is a good love, that's me and you. How you feel, love? Well, I'm with you, never quit you. Now that's real love. When you ain't here, then I miss you, 'cause I feel love the way that we do. You know that hood love is a good love, that's me and you. But not for too long. You are someone I depend on. No matter how I act at times, I can never walk away. I thought about it plenty of times, but no one can take your place. And if it ain't on you, then it ain't on me. And if it ain't on us, then I'd rather be by myself. 'Cause no one else could understand my needs and feel the sweetness I got me. 'Cause we got good love.
Yo, what's up? What's up? This your boy Kaz. Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. Check it out. I'm chilling up with my host for all the time. Miss Toy, what's good, y'all?
What's up? What's up, man?
What's up? All right, man. I'm going to tell you right now, man. I already know what you about to say, Toy. So I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going in on the women tonight. I'm going in. You got a problem with that? If you do, so what?
All right.
I'm just letting you know. I got beef with you women tonight. I got beef with women. All right, and I'm going to tell you. Now, if you got anything you want to say before I get started, you going to holler at what you.
Do what you do, man.
Okay. So now I'm going to tell you my first gripe. My first gripe is these motherfucking women who want to be the women and the man in the motherfucking relationship. Now, before anybody get on my damn lines and say anything, I said the women who wants to be the woman and the man, not the motherfucking woman that gotta be the woman and the man. Now, all problems do out to all single ladies who being a woman and a man. But I'm talking about to these motherfuckers that just want to just take their husband's check, take their motherfucking man's paycheck and do whatever the fuck they want to do and just, you know what I'm saying, they want to be the woman and the man. But then when he stand up, then you want to be the woman and then act the motherfucking ass about it. I'm so tired of hearing these motherfucking hoes cry and gripe and bullshit over nothing, because that's some stupid ass shit. Either you're going to be the woman or you're going to be the motherfucking man in the relationship. That's bullshit. That's bullshit all day long. I'm tired of hearing it, and I put it out there, and I want to say, now, I'm going to tell you again now, don't call me talking about, well, I'm a single parent. I'm not talking to y'all. I got much respect for y'all. I'm not downing y'all. I'm talking about the motherfuckers who got the daddy there, the husband, the significant other, or whoever that. I'm talking about these motherfuckers that just want to be assholes, just want to walk around, want to be the woman and man, want to take the man check, want to do this, want to see what he doing, see how he doing, but then the motherfucker can't say two words to you. Them the motherfuckers I got beef with. I'm telling you that now. Anybody got something to say? Anybody?
Yeah, man, who made you mad?
Nobody made me mad. I'm just tired of listening to women complaining, always talking about this, that, and other. Because, I mean, now, like I said, I don't knock the woman that got to be the woman and the man. Much props go to you. Much props go to the person that got to be the woman and the man. But when you sitting there and you got your man there and you still want to be this tough-ass bitch, you want to be this bad motherfucker every time you turn around, man, that shit is played out. You need to carry your ass on somewhere. Let the motherfucker go, or go and find you a motherfucker that, you know what I'm saying, that like that type of shit. I mean, that's some bullshit. I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean, if somebody got something different, I mean, Toy, you got something different you want to say about it?
Nah, I agree with you.
There we go. One for the men.
To a certain extent. I agree with you to a certain extent.
Okay, now what's your certain extent? Now, if a motherfucker sitting there, now, I'm listening. I'm a listen.
Come on, baby.
No, what's this saying for motherfucker doing what? Nah, because if he doing right by you, I mean, granted, ain't nobody perfect. Ain't no woman perfect. Ain't no man perfect. But if the motherfucker doing right by you, you know what I'm saying? He taking care of his responsibilities, which includes the kids, the house, whatever. Whatever he doing what he's supposed to do. But then you still want to be the woman and the man. You want to be this tough-ass bitch all day. You want to, then when he get mad, and then it's like, oh, I can't believe he acting like this. What the fuck you mean when you are? You can't admit, you don't mean I'm acting mad. You know what?
We're getting kind of upset.
Hold on, woman, you interrupted my rampage. Who is it? Butter, this is you?
Yeah.
Don't interrupt my rampage, because I will go
I'm
in on you today.
I don't even know. What?
I'm women bashing today. I'm women bad.
I see. You
want to say?
I'm trying to figure out what your problem is.
My problem is these motherfucking women, like I said, who want to be the woman and the man in a relationship. That's my problem. That's what I'm beefing about. That's what I'm locking ass about
now,
tonight.
Let me ask you this. Now, do you think that the woman wants to be the man in a relationship? Or is it that she's dealt with men that she had to step up and do their job too?
Well, leave the motherfucker. If that's the case, then don't be with him. Why are you still with him if you got to be the woman? If you got to be the woman and the man, why are you still there?
That's a good question.
If
you got to be the woman and the man, why are you still there?
It might be more than just the finances. It might be love. I mean, what reason is she becoming a man in the relationship? Because of finances? Because of what?
Are you serious? I mean, I'm saying, just because y'all want to be that type of motherfucker, because y'all want to be that type of motherfucker, well, y'all want to be the woman and the man. Like I said, I'm not knocking no single parents. I'm not knocking a single woman. I'm not. I don't have no beef towards the single woman who have to do that. Now my hat goes out to y'all. But now I'm talking about the motherfuckers who just feel like fuck this nigga. I'm still gonna dominate the relationship. I just want to dominate this whole relationship. I mean, that's just stupid. Hold on, we got somebody new to the line. Oh, okay, we got Felicia. Felicia, what's happening?
Hey, what's up?
What's good? You wanna?
I'm just listening for right now.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying. I'm asking because I'm tired of hearing this shit. I'm tired of hearing women talk that bullshit. Now, like I said, if you saying this shit, then you don't call, don't talk shit to me if you that single female, because I ain't talking to you. And I'm going to tell you shut your ass up, because I just told you 10 times that I wasn't talking to you. I'm talking to the motherfuckers.
Damn!
I'm just talking to the motherfuckers that just want to be that way. Now, Butter, I'm back on you. I'm back on you,
okay.
Because last week you made a lot of motherfucking comments. You made a lot of motherfucking comments. So, which leads me to believe that you that type of motherfucker right there. So now, how you trying to be the woman and the man? Yeah, I'm gonna go hard. Don't go hard with you first.
Okay, basically, if a man that I'm dating feels like I'm taking control of the relationship, that's because, first of all, he's not doing his job. And 10 seconds after I take control of the relationship, he's gone. So regardless if I take control or not, it's because I have to. I have two children to take care of. So I'm
Now, you finna be the first victim. Because I said the motherfucker that's taking care of what he's supposed to take care of. He taking care of home.
If that man taking care of home
and he doing all that, then because I mean you said some shit last week talking about if a motherfucker you ain't giving up no money and all that shit. So you pretty much was this dominant motherfucker that I'm talking about right now.
Okay.
So now, what's the problem with that? Why you feel you got to do all that?
I feel like I have to do all that because I have two children to take care of.
Okay, there you go. There we go. All right, I'm gonna move. And can't nobody give me no legitimate answer, so I'm finna move on to my next motherfucker gripe that I got. Now, my next gripe. Why the fuck do women fuck with dudes who ain't got shit opposed to the dude that's working towards getting shit? Now, let me clarify this. I'm gonna clarify this, and I'm gonna get it. I want you to understand what I'm saying. Now, what I'm talking about, I understand that a lot of women go towards the ballers, you know what I'm saying, the big cars and all that shit. But then we got a lot of these motherfucking women who say, fuck this dude that's working. I'm finna fuck with the corny cat. Everybody know what the corny cat is, right? If you don't, I'm gonna break it down for you. The corny cat is a dude that's out there on the block every day. He ain't making enough money to pay your bills. He only make enough money to buy him some fish to go to the club. You know what I'm saying? Enough money to buy the weed. Enough money to buy the drink. You know what I'm saying? Enough money to buy you the outfit from the Chinese store. You know the motherfucker. Hell, that's the motherfucker that's using your car to make hits. That's the motherfucker that's using your house, getting your house hot, getting your house shot the fuck up, but then you want to fuck with him. Get out on these blocks, fight these dumb-ass hood rat-ass bitches over this motherfucker, but then y'all say fuck another motherfucker who trying to do something. Y'all fuck that lame ass nigga, cause his car don't look like shit. But your dude ain't even got a car, but y'all fuck with him anyway. Come on, women, tell me something. Miss Toy, what we at? I mean, tell me what's wrong with this picture.
I don't know. I'm still going over what you said. I'm trying to absorb all this and. For me, how do I say it?
You got a
speechless,
dog. How
many times have you seen it? You say what?
Okay.
I said you got a speechless.
I want to say this so that it's understood. And I'm just going to talk about me. Me and my situation,
You know what?
Thank you.
We're not going to talk about your situation, but what we're going to say
is,
how many times have you seen it? How many times have you seen
it? I've seen it a lot of times. That's why I don't walk. I have friends that do that. I have friends that have, like, turned down a nigga with an actual real legitimate job to go hang out with a nigga that's more faithful to getting on the block at 8, 7 o'clock in the morning than this nigga is trying to go punch in the damn time clock somewhere and get some real money.
But he ain't making, and that's the thing, he ain't making no real money. He out here hustling for the next man. He making the baller rich. You ain't fucking with the baller, you fucking with the corner boy.
You are. I have a couple of them. My baby daddy like that now, and he got women that swept and down. These women swept and down. He doing all this and he doing all that. And I try to tell them, he's working for somebody else, you dumb fool. All you're going to do is get sex and some weed. That's it. If that's all your life consists of, you can have that. That's why that nigga's my ex-husband. We're not together anymore. So I'm on a whole total no different level in my life. But I do have friends that consider if you balling, you got a shiny car, and you got this, and you got that, that's okay for them at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, they still lonely, and all they need
have
not been fulfilled.
That's why I have my own. That's why I don't ask for nothing, because I don't want to have to be bothered with that bullshit.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay, I understand that, but I'm saying, I mean, because this is my thing. I see this every day. I see the corner boy. I see the corner boys run down here and motherfuckers break their motherfucking necks to get down there. And, I mean, granted, I'm not going to even say it, but it's some older women, too. It's some older women that still fuck with the corner boys. But you got these young motherfuckers running up and down. And these are our daughters and our nieces and all this shit running behind these motherfuckers. But now, like I said, you teaching the motherfucker, okay, get the dollar. Get that dollar. But shit, teach them how to get their own dollars. Quit teaching them how to try to go get somebody else dollars. Teach them how to get their own motherfucking dollars, and it'll be a whole lot better. Okay, hold on. We got somebody new online. We got Janine. Janine, what's going on?
Nothing much. Just listening.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You agree with me?
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, shit, Tama. What's going on, Tama? I got the women agreeing with me. What's good?
I think you scared him, man.
Huh?
I said, I think you scared
him. Why ain't nobody scared? That's real talk.
Ain't no fear in my heart at all.
Ain't no scared. That's just real talk. It's a difference, Tama. It's a big-ass difference. He talking real talk. That's real life fact. Anybody got to be scared of nothing that's real.
Okay.
Normally, everybody got a lot to say. That's all I'm saying. Normally,
that
we can't get y'all to be quiet.
That is
same thing we can say about you.
Wow.
Wow, Tama.
Wow.
Toya done called you out, Tama.
Well, what's up with all the hostility?
I don't understand.
Oh yeah, I'm hostile. I'm hostile to the motherfucker tonight. I'm hostile. I'm hostile, and I'm letting it be known I'm hostile tonight.
I see.
Okay, well I'm 2 for 2, Tom. I'm 2 for 2. So now I'm finna go to my third one. I'm finna go to my third gripe. How in the hell? Do you women? I'm not saying the women on the panel tonight. I'm just saying in general, and I know y'all got the friends, so y'all can't answer. How in the hell do y'all think that a man want to be with a woman? I mean, if you let me bust you down as soon as we leave the club, come on now. I mean, then you calling me like, so what is gonna be?
Yeah, it's a lot of them like that.
Okay, Janine, I hear you talking. Go ahead, speak your mind, baby. Speak your mind.
I mean, I got friends like that. I mean, that's not my thing, that's something that I do, but I have a whole bunch of friends that do stuff like that. They don't care. And, I mean, there's some that, you know, it's things that have happened to them in the past, why they do the things they do, but they don't care. That's them, and I don't judge them or nothing,
ways.
But
Okay, now let me ask the women something. I don't want to ask the women something. Do y'all, and I'm just asking, it's a simple yes or no. Do y'all still believe pussy is power?
I believe mine is.
Butter, you really still believe that concept of pussy is power?
It's powerful or power?
I mean, shit, you can call it whichever way you want to call it. Power, powerful, I mean, what the fuck the difference? But, I mean, how do you feel your pussy is power? Please explain to me. How do you feel pussy is power?
I didn't say pussy. I said mine.
Well, how do you feel your pussy is power? Right? I mean, how do you feel your pussy is power?
My pussy is powerful. because it just is.
What the hell is that noise?
I don't know.
It might be for that moment, but shit. I mean, think about it. After I get my nut, it's shit. It's just another hole.
I guess.
Okay, well that's not true now.
okay, Janine.
Every hole is different.
And this one is not a common hole, so speak to me.
I'm trying to. No, I mean, I'm going under the concept that motherfuckers used to talk about. Okay, I gave this nigga some pussy. He better do what the fuck I say, cause I gave him some pussy. That's the concept I'm under. That's what I'm talking about. I don't mean that you ain't got good pussy or nothing like that. I mean, I'm just saying. Besides, Janine, we seen you, so we know. But,
oh, now that was mine.
That was great. Father
what?
Time. Father Time.
I got rolled all over the world now.
What? Explain this to me, Janine, please.
Janine's twat is on the page.
For
the whole world to see, Sahara don't have no power no more.
Oh my goodness.
You put it all out there for free. She cool.
Oh,
people can
God.
Look at whatever they want to look at. That don't mean they
That's
can have
right.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I beg to differ. Now, Timer.
What up, dude?
Timer, now, we. You done missed the whole concept of the damn concept. Okay, man. Now, okay, we done got that established. But now you know what? I'm not gonna hog up all the time and I'm not gonna just bash all the time about everything. Felicia, what's up? You kinda quiet.
I'm just listening.
Oh, no, baby, you can press one. Now, you know you're going to have to say something. Oh, you know what?
Well, the topic you're talking about don't pertain to me, so I really don't have nothing to say about it.
Okay, well, now, see, I got to ask you, how's New Mexico?
Hot.
Hot?
Yeah, it's hot.
I can believe that. I can believe that. All right, well, Ms. Toy, my co-host. My
yep.
lovely co-host. What you feeling tonight? I mean, you can see.
I want to know why y'all men can't say no for a motherfucking answer. If I say I'm done with you and I'm cool on you, why the hell you still got to be riding up and down the motherfucking street and doing all this other dumb bitch-ass shit when the word no means no and we done and you just mad because I done dropped your motherfucking ass before you had the chance to drop me? What the hell is y'all problem?
Oh, that's a motherfucker that's less than a man.
All right.
No, not necessarily.
No, I got to agree with on that. I mean, if a motherfucker say no and it's all that, I'm okay, now, Ms. Toy, not to be personal. But now, what is the situation? Is y'all in a relationship or it was a thing and you wasn't feeling it and you told the motherfucker no and, hey, that was that.
Right.
That was that, right?
It was a thing. It was something for me to do, and then I got over it. I slapped myself, and reality came into my life, and I'm like, nah, G, I'm cool on you. And the word cool on you meant You supposed to sit down the street from my house and watch my house with motherfucking binoculars and shit like that.
Now, wait a minute, Nate. You,
all right, Tom, I'm going to let you into that one.
Camped out in front of your crib.
What? Yeah.
You seen this man camped out in front of your crib?
He not camped out in front of my crib. He be down the street.
I can testify to that. I can testify to that.
He can.
I can testify to that.
And, you know, I'm a nice person. I don't hate nobody. You know what I'm saying? I try to be cool with everybody. So I'll be like, you know what? I'm cool on you. We're not going to have that type of relationship. But, you know, me and you, we kicked it for a year or whatever. So we can be friends, and that's it. We can be friends. I'll come and kick it with you, and that's it. We're not in a relationship or none of that together.
Hold on,
but what? What you say?
She said she has to step away. I don't know what that's all about, but.
Okay, Ms. Toy, finish your sentence. She just said she had to step away from the phone for a second.
Oh, I got thrown off. But, yeah, and Cass, you can testify to that. That's some dumbass shit. Why I gotta fight a nigga to get you up out of my life? That's stupid.
Father time.
Well, only thing I can say to that is, sometimes, I'm not saying you, all right? Let me get that straight now. I'm not saying you personally.
All
but
right,
sometimes some women, they give out signals. They say one thing, but they're giving out signals telling the man that, you know what I'm saying, you mean something else.
What was
signal? If you say we over, listen for me. If you say we over, why you keep calling me?
What if I'm not calling you? And you always calling me. And then what does that mean? Even if I done told you it's over, I done sent you messages that showed you that I'm talking to other niggas. You done seen me out with other niggas and all this other stuff, and you still want to be in my face. I done said the harshest things to this man. My kids is listening. I done said stuff to this man that are real. You know what? Hold on. Let me go on my road. I got to get up off this computer right quick. Hold up. Because I'm going to tell y'all the harshest thing I told this nigga. And he still calling me. I got to close my doors. This little kid is over here. Now I got to go stand in my closet and close the door. Okay, can y'all hear me? I told you. Y'all listening? Because I can't talk loud. My daughter's friends is over here. So, you know, I have to be cool, Mom, right? So I'm in my closet. Can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear me? Mm-hmm. Okay, listen. This is the most foulest shit I ever told this nigga. I told this nigga, okay, I ain't a hoe or nothing, but I get some money in, right? So I tell him, okay, one day, you know, we were sitting there before all this had happened. I'm just be doing, like, just random dumbass shit just to see what the fuck he going to do. So one day I told him, come over here and give me some head or whatever. He can't. And then he pissed me off, so I told him, you got to go home or whatever. This was, like, a month ago or whatever, right? So in the whole process of that, I sat up there and told this nigga the night he came to my house, he sucked another nigga's nut up out my pussy. Why would you still call me?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'm gonna go back and hit this other room and get back on the computer. Okay.
Wow.
You know what? You know what? You'd have had to call all your brothers because it was some drama at that house tonight. You would have had to call everybody in your family, the whole entire family, plus the police. Come on, you just got down with somebody. Oh, hell no. And now you want to know why he's fucking with you? That's why.
What?
That's nasty. That's nasty, man.
But
come
you know
on.
What? That just made me think.
Okay,
about
but why
it.
Are you still calling me? That's
oh
the one that why. Okay, well, either one of y'all still call me?
Because you're a freak.
Yeah.
Whether you know it's you or not.
Whoa,
you
whoa,
know
whoa.
True
hold on. I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to be real with you. Yeah, I would call you, but it would be strictly to set your ass up.
Nah.
I'd be trying to get your motherfucking ass back so bad. But, hey. Boy, God damn.
That just made me think about a
disaster. I'm going to say three initials. ZSS. God damn. ZSS.
What the hell does that mean? What does VSS mean?
I said ZSS.
What the hell does that mean?
I'm going to leave it at that.
I got you.
I'm going to leave that one at that.
All right,
okay,
I
now,
got
now,
you.
All right, now, Jadeen, baby.
Yes.
All right, now, you've been on, you've been quiet, no, and that ain't even your flavor just to be quiet. So, holla at your boy. What's going on?
Oh, I want to talk about a friend of mine who sleeps with everybody.
Wow.
And, I mean, we've been friends for a long time, and, you know, I like hanging with her and everything, but when she tries to push off men on me, then I start getting irritated. What do I do about something like that? I don't want to tell her as if she's a hoe or nothing like that, but we friends.
Well, tell her you dating somebody.
Well, she know all that. She know all. She know my situation. She know everything about me.
So if y'all friends, you should be able to come to.
But she don't care. She wouldn't care. She wouldn't care if I was married or dating or whatever. She wouldn't care. She would still try to do it.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna start with butter with that. I'm gonna butter with. What would you say to her?
Oh my goodness. I would probably ask her, if we're friends, I would probably ask her if she wanted to fuck me.
Well, now, we did that already. I'm talking about men.
Then, I wouldn't know what to do because, really, that would be irritating. I would feel like I'm being disrespected. If I come to you and I tell you, look, I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to disrespect you because I'm not that type of person. I'm not trying to bring you down just because you irritated me. But I want you to know that this is not what it is. And if it gets to that point where she's so disrespectful, then you're going to have to take her out that atmosphere and tell her. Maybe you're not telling her in the right atmosphere.
Because, you know, it's like it's always a different guy she with. And then, of course, they always got to bring one of their friends. As if I'm going to get with them just because she want to be, just because she want to be like that. That don't mean I want to be like that. And if you calling me want to hang with me and say, okay, we hanging out as friends, and all of a sudden it's guys everywhere. I don't like that.
Okay, duly noted, Felicia.
Well, I say just tell her how it is. But maybe she thinks because y'all had some sexual before that it's like that.
Yeah, I mean, really, it seems like she might have an assumption that you might have had a past like that, and it's still like that. Like, just to say, if, okay, you used to screw this guy back in the day, and y'all used to do it anywhere, everywhere, with whoever, whatever, you done got older and mature, you ain't on that level no more, but he come back to you, you might have slipped up and did it to him that first day you had sexual attraction. So now he think you still on that same shit, but you not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Miss Toy, the lovely Miss Toy, what you got to say, baby?
Y'all still didn't help me out with my question, but okay.
Baby,
y'all just straight up just said, ask me, huh? I don't know what you keep going on, and I need that answer because I'm totally confused. Sometimes I be scared to walk the fuck up out my own damn house.
You know what, baby? You just put everybody in awe. Everybody was just sitting there talking about, wow.
Put a restraining order on that nigga.
I get that.
I tell you what, this is what you do.
I'm gonna call my big brother. Have yeah, I got the best brother in the world.
That's what you do. You just let your big brother handle that. That's
okay.
What you do.
All right.
Call your big brother. Let him handle.
Okay,
it.
Now I'm be back on you. Boo sugar. That girl wants you.
That's what I'm saying.
And she just wants you because I had a friend do me
you
like
to
that.
Get so tired of men.
And she wants y'all to be together, but as long as she feel like, okay, well, she doing this, and y'all gonna be doing this. But if y'all friends, like true friends, because I go to my friends and they doing some dumbass foul ass shit and be like, look, bitch, I'm gonna ask you to stop doing that. If you can't come to her like that, y'all not even really friends. And number one, she not even really your friend. She can't respect your own wishes anyway. You just, she rolling with the flow with you. You need, man, yeah. You need to talk to her for real, real talk. And then if she don't, if she out here doing it with just random boo-hoos and all this other crap, don't she know Ace is a motherfucker?
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. I'm telling y'all, that's some horrible shit.
Well, I tried to tell her. Without
okay,
trying to, like, judge her or nothing, but she don't hear what I'm saying,
honey,
I guess.
Honey, if you're a friend, if you're calling her your friend and she's calling you her friend, ain't no judging between friends. Y'all on the same level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you need to talk to her like that, little boo. Take her ass to the clinic and get her checked out. They doing, I don't know where you're from, but I know June is National AIDS Test Month, and they doing free AIDS tests somewhere. Go on the internet and look that shit up before she becomes a victim of her own circumstance, because she's fucking up. And then you're going to have to be the one that she's going to be leaning on for support and all this, and why I do this, and why I do this. And then it's going to come back and bite you in the face, because she's going to ask if you knew she was doing all this, and you felt all these feelings that you having against her. You need to tell her this now before she wind up dead somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, the hotline is jumping tonight. Boy, y'all got some topics for a motherfucker's ass. But you know what? I'm still bashing. I don't give a damn.
I mean, get it out. You know, men have periods, too.
Excuse me, one. Hold on now. You better pump your brakes, ma. I ain't got no damn period.
If you say so.
Yes, you do. It's been a proven fact.
I ain't heard no motherfucker prove nothing.
Why y'all think y'all men's hormones fluctuate and all that other crap? Y'all have, y'all just don't go through the changes that we have. Y'all don't go through that. Y'all go through mental and psychological fucked up ass, dumb ass bullshit. You know, our bodies just get fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all go through the same. Just like men can feel when a woman pregnant and go through all that sickness from being pregnant and all that crap. Y'all feel that crap. You feel it.
Once
a month you get your bitch card or whatever it is, you gonna feel sad. You gonna be depressed, or you might even get in the mall where you just want to fuck niggas up just for them looking at you wrong. But it's going to be like
yeah.
this in maybe a couple of days or something like that. See? When your estrogen is at a higher level than your testosterone. Everybody go through it. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a question for all the ladies on the line, all the mothers, single mothers.
Mm-hmm.
For all the single mothers, I got a quick question for y'all. How come when you with your baby daddy, he ain't doing shit, right? I appreciate that. But your baby daddy ain't doing shit, right? Y'all together, he ain't doing shit, y'all living together, he ain't supporting kids, nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Baby 2, 3, 4 years old. Now when he leaves, now you want to ask child support. Why is that? You want to ask the man, he ain't done shit for his kids. But y'all together. As long as y'all together, it's cool. But as soon as he leaves, hook up with somebody else.
Okay. I
now
have
you
a
want,
friend
now
who
you
I
want
asked that question.
And that's
I have a friend who I asked that question to the other day. And she told me while they were together, her baby was getting all of his quality time. Her baby was getting him helping her with her ABCs and all that other kind of stuff, but once they broke up, he didn't show up for nothing. He never, you know, was never around, so she had to place that child support on him.
That's bullshit.
Now, bullshit.
Bullshit.
That's
bullshit.
Every story. That's bullshit.
Every time you turn around, that's the first thing you hit. Oh, when we broke up, he just wasn't there. Come on, that motherfucker, if he wasn't there, he wasn't there in the beginning. Come on,
exactly.
That's bullshit and y'all know it. That's bullshit and y'all know it. And that's another motherfucking problem I got with fucking women is that y'all sit there and fuck with them nothing-ass niggas, but then when that nothing-ass nigga leave y'all, then y'all want to talk shit about him. Y'all knew the motherfucker was nothing when his ass started in it, when you started fucking with him in the beginning. Come on.
Wait a minute,
come
Chad.
On better than that.
Let me give you an answer. This is Felicia. I'm going to give you an answer on that one. Me personally, when I was with the first baby daddy, he wasn't doing nothing, and I didn't ask for child support. And then when he left, I still didn't ask for nothing. So that don't pertain to all women. When I chose to have my child, I chose to have my child because I wanted him. And so therefore,
well, see,
I took care of him.
You're getting confused. We're talking about the ones that it pertains to. You know what I mean?
Right. Now, hold on, Felicia. Now, we got to give you this. Don't get mad, but we got to give you this.
Give it to me.
Because we wasn't talking to you.
I'm talking about the bitter ones.
But y'all said, why do women mess with nothing-ass niggas and then do that? But there's some women that fuck with nothing-ass niggas and then still don't expect nothing. So that's where I was coming from.
Now what we talking about is the ones that you know. You know this motherfucker ain't did right. You know this motherfucker ain't did right from Burrow. He ain't did right. He ain't even did right by you, really. You know what I'm saying? But you accepted him, but he fucked around and left your ass. But you knew this nigga was nothing from the beginning.
Now you want child support. You want the baby at the beginning, how the hell are you going to support the baby now? You don't even care. But because you see him rolling down the street with somebody else, now all of a sudden it's a big deal. But you can turn around and mess with somebody else.
Hold on, dog. I heard you ain't huffing. I know that huff from anywhere. Go ahead, girl. I'll let you boy.
How do you know that? You know, it all depends. What if he wanted her to have the baby? You know, even though he may not have had nothing, he might have said, you know, I don't believe in abortion. I want you to have my baby. He could have been fucking all this mess to her. And then, you know, okay, now she decided to go ahead and have this baby. That's fine, you left. But you agreed, just like, you know, she agreed to go ahead and have the baby. Then why shouldn't he help pay for the baby?
That's not what I'm saying. Hold on, man. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about the bitter ones. When you got pregnant, you knew he wanted shit before you got pregnant. Because every woman, they know who they messing around with. They know who they fucking around with. You know if he's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know if he's a good man or he a fucked up ass dude. You already know that before you sleep with him.
Mm-hmm.
You still turn around and sleep with him. You get pregnant. Most of y'all get pregnant on purpose because you want to keep his nothing ass because he got good hair. I want to date him because he got good hair. You know he'll fuck the ass too. Come on. I mean, let's get realistic. Let's kick the ballistics around here. Talk to me.
Well, you know, I can't relate.
Light-skinned.
Well, I can't relate to stuff like that. I'm just going by what I know from other people. And more than likely, regardless if he or nothing or he wasn't about nothing, they usually be the ones that want the baby.
But you knew he was nothing before you got pregnant. And you still got pregnant.
Well, that was her choice. Then that's her choice. You know, I don't know why the women get bitter. Because I'm not like that. I'm not like that, because once you leave, and you don't ever got to speak to me again, or my children, as far as I'm concerned.
You know what? I hate when women get the bad rap when yes, they might have made the wrong decision by having a one-night stand with a nothing-ass nigga or fucking with a nothing-ass nigga because they like the dick. They end up having a baby and decide to keep the baby, and now they the hoe with all these kids.
Okay, now hold on. Hold on.
I don't have a whole lot of kids, so I'm not talking about myself. I'm just saying.
I didn't say you. But I'm just saying, now, come on now. If you got a whole lot of kids with all, in that scenario, the way you said it now, I'm not saying everybody's entitled to make mistakes. Matter of fact, everybody's entitled to make more than one mistake. But all right,
y'all, we'll have to take
it. Wait a minute, damn, dog, don't cut me off. What the hell? No, I wasn't done, but you cut me off, like I was saying. Now, if you on a constant, regular basis, and you study doing this just for free, and you just doing this all the way around, then, yeah, motherfucker probably going to look at you like a hoe. Now, we'll be back after a break from our motherfucking sponsor. Now,
well,
that's music.
Well... You need a drink, baby. You need a drink. I don't understand it. He's on his period today.
No, hey, hold on. We're going to be back after this quick music break. So y'all sit tight, relax, and we'll be back. And I'm going to zone out a little bit fucking more.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, you know what it is. Young Goldie in the house tonight, baby. I'ma let my head out. I'm a beast.
I'm a beast. I'm a dog. I'm a dog. Yeah, I can say it all. Get it on. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
yeah, you know, I'm sunny man. Look at me, I'm a man. Here I go, I'm coming man. But it's money, I do the running man. Hand in hand, we go chopper. Fade that bitch around like a helicopter. Point it at your eyes like a teleprompter. It sets you free. Yeah, baby, it's YG. And the Gatorade's great is the place I be. You might catch me uptown down in New Orleans. I'm maybe riding jet skis on Miami Beach. With a Spanish freak, he got better at me. She's my number one fan and a member geek. Only English she can speak it. I turn into an animal every time that the moon is full. Something so unusual that you never see before. I'm a beast, I'm a dog.
Young Lord, they called me, told me stick the dog on. I'm a sober pissing. I'm black and mean, but I got meaner from being behind that fence. I'm trampolining and traveling over, you trifling bitch. I cock my leg up and pin, nigga full of blood, pretty green. Bitch, I done told you, and I done showed you. I'm like kept over pizza, I'm getting cold. I'm a dog on a song, I'm a beat on a beat. I add a mule on road tools and a baboon on a tune. I'm a canine in the crowd, I'm a werewolf with a howl. I hit the streets and rappers ran like fucking gunshots in the crowd. I was out here eating shrimp, I was on that workout bitch. Put them back on the beach, muffle up bitch. I'm about to come get it, suck my dick if you fucked up with it. No more beating my meat, did it.
I'm a beast,
I'm a beast,
I'm a dog,
I'm a dog.
Some while I'm second.
lining. I'm back up in the game and it's perfect timing. No more local joker, now I'm headlining. Like Eastwood, call me Trigger Man. I'm good, but I ain't a perfect human. Feels like I got the whole world in my pants. They've been set me free. Yeah, I'm feeling like Ali. In this prime, baby, I'm a P.I.M.P. Yeah, me and MC in the VIP. And if you're on the road, I'm actually the CID. Cause I turn into an animal every time that the moon is full. Something so unusual that you never seen before. I'm a beast, I'm a dog.
Yo, what's up, what's up? Hey, I like that song. I'm going to tell y'all right now, I like that song. That's my motherfucking... I love that song now. I love that song. Hey, but, check this out. Hello, people? We still here?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Okay, Miss Toy.
Yeah.
All right, check this out. I'm gonna ask you first, and I'm gonna go down the line. But I just gotta know something. But you know what? Before I do that, wait a minute. We have some questions sent to Sin City. Tom, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, we have some questions though.
One of the questions was, how do you know when to walk away from a relationship? How do you know when to walk away from a sexual relationship with somebody? How do you know when it's time to leave?
That's
for the lady. Huh? Those questions are for the ladies. How do you know when it's time to get out of a relationship?
All right, Janine, we're going to start with you. I hear that huffing again.
I guess it's because when you can't take no more, when you know when it's enough. You know when you've given more than what you're getting, then it's time for you to go. It's just you know when it's time.
Okay.
And when you try and it's still the same and nothing changes, then you know it's time to, you know, throw in the towel. As long as you try it.
Okay, good answer. What about you, Felicia?
Well, I feel like when you start feeling numb to situations where normally get to you, when you start feeling numb and don't even care, then I think it's time to go.
Y'all saying that there ain't no second chance, huh? What if he didn't know he was messing up? I mean,
what about you, Toy?
When I get to the point where I don't care and it's just whatever, it's time for me to go. Even after I done gave you 5 chances upon chances upon chances, after a while, I'm just going to be like, you know what, I love myself too much to keep putting myself through this trauma and all this stress and all this bullshit at the end of the day. Self-preservation is my new word for the day. And, yeah, we got to go.
just like that, huh?
Y'all trying to be funny, just like that. It took me 18 years to get up and go, so I've been there, I did that, I suffered through a lot, I put up with a lot, and then that last year, it just got to the point where I was like more and more didn't care about things, and didn't care what nobody thought, and didn't care what how my kids felt. It was all about, you know what, I got to do me, because I can't keep on doing this dumb stuff, because it was wearing me out.
And there is no way that other person has not told that person what's wrong with the relationship.
Exactly.
We've been talking to you for years, and nothing has changed.
You know what,
so that's.
Let me say something on that. Just because you said you've been talking to us for years, right?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes, you know, it takes a man a little time to change.
It takes what now?
A man can't change overnight. We're not as emotional as women.
Okay, so how long it takes?
Change overnight.
Okay, well, how long it take? What's how many years? 3 years? How long?
It take years,
sometimes,
but
okay, well,
just,
exactly.
Sometimes it takes a dramatic situation for a man to actually realize. But by that time, it's usually over.
Exactly. By that time, we gone. We out the door.
A woman can only take so much. So by the time she done got to where she's about to blow her top, she ready to walk away. But see, that's the thing. Usually when a woman is walking away, she done gave you opportunity after opportunity after opportunity.
Hold on now. I'm not finna listen to this shit. I told you I'm on my motherfucking fashion mission. Now you not finna come on this show talking about opportunity. Hell no. You motherfuckers don't listen either. Don't sit there. I'm sitting here like a damn fool listening to y'all. You motherfuckers don't listen either. Please don't go there. Don't go there because you got motherfuckers, women who do not listen. You sit there and you tell them time and time again, hey, baby, this needs to change. But no, your punk ass want to sit there, not saying y'all, but I'm just saying, your punk ass want to sit there and just sit there and think, oh, he keep taking it, so this is what we supposed to do. Hell no. Now, while y'all sitting there talking about, and by the time it's too late, shit, trust me. Now, in some situations, it might be in some situations he's just as happy as your ass walking out that door. He can't wait to dance a jig as soon as that damn door closed behind me.
Preach on, brother. Amen.
Especially you motherfuckers who ain't talking about y'all doing shit.
He ain't going nowhere, though.
That shit, I bet you he is. You just don't know it. He gone somewhere all the time. You just don't know it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He going somewhere.
Stop, Big Daddy, don't stop.
He going somewhere here in this.
Oh, Big Daddy, don't stop. Oh, Big Daddy, don't stop. Oh, fuck.
Opposed to you sitting there talking about, I don't feel like doing that, and I'm tired. Yeah, all right, well, you carry your tired ass on in that room. I got something for you. I mean, now don't get this twisted. Hold on. Let me say this. Don't get this twisted. Granted, women may be sneakier. Women may do shit more clever, but don't think that motherfucker man can't see what the fuck you doing all the time. And don't think that motherfucker ain't doing his own goddamn thing.
Guess y'all heard that.
I hear a lot of huffing and puffing. Now, I'm going to move on to my next subject. Now, I want to talk about the women who use religion as an excuse, but then they do the same shit that I'm doing, but then once it's a vice versa, they want to look down on me. How in the hell is that?
You got to elaborate a little bit more on that one, man. What do you mean
you
use religion?
Let's just say for instance. You get this woman that's so talking about being in the church and doing this and doing that. But then she doing that same shit that you out there doing. You know what I'm saying? But then she wanna look down and tell her friends, oh, I can't believe he did that. But you just did the same motherfucking thing. So
what
now
she's saying is she came over and gave you head before she went to Bible study.
Damn right. You done sucked my dick before you went to Bible study. But then, when I, not because this is what you wanted to do, because you wanted to do it this particular day, it was cool. But now, if I say, well, damn, baby, come on, let's go on and do that again. You know what? I just came to church, and the Lord don't want me doing this. I'm seeing demons right now. Demons. Yeah, you didn't see them demons when you was sucking my dick and you were eating. What the fuck you talking about? Now all of a sudden, you see demons. Oh, God telling me you ain't the one. Did he tell you that before I came in your mouth? No, he did.
She probably let that lust demon take over. That's what that was.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you motherfuckers need to quit talking about this old lust demon. It's a simple fact. But oh, then next week when Jim comes through, the lust demon then came back. Mm-hmm. Y'all motherfuckers had that demon. And, oh, and while I'm on this, it's another thing that I got a problem with. Is when you listen to your motherfucking homegirls. When your homegirl sitting there saying, you meet a guy, he's a nice guy, he cool, and you finally tell your girl, and I know you women are more hesitant than us men to tell your girlfriends about a dude, so you finally tell your girlfriend about this guy, and the first thing come out her mouth, ooh, such and such fucked him, such and such fucked him, girl, he ain't shit, but now, you know what? It ain't like you don't motherfucking age you either. This grown folks radio, so I'm pretty sure we well above the age limit to say that we didn't fuck more than our fair share. So, now, how the fuck y'all gonna sit there talking about, oh, such and such said you fucked Jennifer. Okay, and I fucked when I was 19. You fuck Ray Ray. Ray Ray a fucking crackhead now. Am I supposed to hold that against you? How many crackheads you fucked when you was 19 and 17 and 18? Shit,
wow.
Now 34, 35, and you looking at the motherfucker like, oh, I can't believe I fucked him before.
Wow.
But you got a dirty-ass nigga that ain't got no job, but you fucked him when you was younger, but now, am I supposed to look at you and say, okay, you ain't shit because you fucked that nigga.
Wow.
But then you want to run and say, I can't believe you fucked her. I don't know if I want to fuck with you. I heard she has something. Ray Ray, the motherfucking mouth is white and there's blood coming out. And you don't think I fucked you. You think, hey, well, I fucked him before he got on crack. What the fuck you mean you fucked him before he got on crack?
Wow. Wow.
Yes, sir. Give me a holler. I know you hear. I know you understand me.
Ah, Lord have mercy. Wow.
Yeah.
Deep.
Ting.
Ting. That's what I want to hear. That's
ting.
What I want to hear. I want to give me a ting tonight. You know what? I'm cool now. I'm cool because as long as I got me a ting tonight, I'm good. Because I know I didn't preach on
you
Brother Cass. Preach on.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
You done woke all the scutters up. They heard you. They
wow.
Shake you.
Damn right.
They shake you.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, but that's straight motherfucking truth. You want to sit there and talk shit about me because I fucked somebody when I was 18 or 19 that you don't like. Oh, I heard she a hoe. You know how many niggas you done fucked that I know? He done fucked 30 niggas before, 30 bitches before he fucked you. And probably 30 niggas too. But, yeah, still,
wow.
you want to sit there and talk shit to me talking about my past? Because my past, you talking about your past a little jaded. Jaded? Is you out your motherfucking mind? You done fucked half the football team, half
wow.
The motherfuckers on the basketball team, and you done sucked 3-4 niggas up. You done, wait a minute, what's the Ray J slogan? What'd he say? You done did the homeboy? You smashed the homies. Man, you want to look at my face and talk about I'm a disappointment to you, bitch, I'll slap your face.
Wow.
I won't literally slap you, but that's what I'm thinking. Bitch, I'll slap you.
Wow.
You just smashed the homie, and you want to sit there and talk shit about me? Please,
wow.
Come on, man. Now, if I'm wrong, I'm going to start with Felicia. Felicia, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Okay, there we go. What about, I know Miss Toy on my side. I ain't even got to ask her.
That's right.
Janine, am I wrong?
No, you are absolutely correct.
Okay, thank you. And what about you, brother? Am I wrong?
No.
Okay. I know tonight I did a little vent. I had to vent out a little bit tonight. But it's just shit that just gets to me. It just gets to proper. You know what I'm saying? And not to say that the women on the panel tonight is none of these type of women that I'm talking about. But every now and again, you just got to get it out there. And I mean, because I'm just so tired of hearing these women talk about this. Man, like I say, you got these women, these old fake-ass women off in church want to sit there. Oh, I go to church every Monday, every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. But damn, you sucking dick every other day other than that. You doing everything under the sun. You ain't even been home to your husband, but you sucking dick every night. But you ain't fucked your man in 2 weeks.
Wow.
You want to sit there and talk shit about us. Come on now.
Where you know that them women at? Where are these skeezers at?
Shit, at your church. Shit. What church you go to?
My church.
What church you go to? And I guarantee you it's 4 months. I mean, might be one in your living room, girl. Don't start playing.
Nah.
I'm joking. Quit. I don't want your feelings to get hurt. But no, seriously.
Emotional, right? Emotional.
Well, seriously. I mean, I'm just saying, man. I mean, I hear a lot of male bashing, and I mean, I'm not saying that our males are not without fault, because we are. I mean, we got motherfuckers around here that's sitting there will rather go drink a motherfucker 40 than go to their kids' graduation. Motherfucker rather go do things but take care of their kids. And them the type of motherfuckers that's making me look bad. So, I mean, but I got to stand up for mine because, I got kids, and, I love them to death. They know I love them. I do everything I can for them. And, I mean, but you got motherfuckers like that that make us look bad. But now, in my defense, y'all got a lot of motherfucking women out there that make y'all look bad, too. Y'all got a lot of these baby mamas who ain't doing shit. Take the motherfucking child support check. Don't do a motherfucking thing with it. You know what I'm saying? Peace out to my baby mamas. Hey, how y'all doing? Don't want to go back to court.
You stupid.
I love y'all doing the right thing with the money. Don't worry about me. I talk about y'all. But y'all got, I mean, I'm just serious. I'm serious, y'all got women like that. I mean, I'm saying, man, it just, I see it, but then all I keep hearing about is how bad us men are. Come on, ladies, y'all got to step up. Y'all got to step up to the plate, too. Y'all got to step up and recognize, all right, I can't let this man do nothing to me that I don't let him do. Mm-hmm. Am I right, ladies?
You right.
Yeah, you right.
Okay, Tom, I feel good now. You know what, ladies? I feel good. I got all that off my chest. And I really thought y'all was gonna condemn me tonight, but y'all didn't. And I feel real y'all some beautiful ladies.
That's the one thing that men have to realize. When you have things that you need to get off your chest, the best thing to do is just talk to your woman instead of assuming that she's gonna have an attitude or she's probably waiting to communicate with you, and since you ain't communicating, she don't know how to come to you or whatever. Vice versa.
Okay. Cool, that's a good concept. And speaking of communicating, look here. We need y'all to get back on this Sin City 69.name.com. I mean, y'all to put your pages up or shoot. We ain't hearing from nobody. What's the going on? We ain't hearing from nobody. I hate seeing my only green light, the only light on.
Something on there. What you mean?
I didn't say. There you go. You the first one want to jump up. I didn't say nothing that bad about you. I didn't say nothing bad about Butter. Lord knows I ain't say nothing bad about Janine. Love your profile pic. Thank you. I'm just saying.
That.
I mean, we need to get on that, man. I mean, shit. You know what? As a matter of fact, Sin City.
Wait
a minute, woman. Did you just not hear me talking?
My bad.
All right. Like I was saying. If y'all want to carry this chat farther, shit, we can all jump on sincity.name.com. We can jump on that. We can carry this chat. We can go in the chat room and we can chat about this all night. I mean, hey, when the show over, just because we off the air, that don't mean the show's over. We can go into sincity69.name.com and chat on the rest of the night. We can kick, well, as they say, we can kick the Willie Bobo. What you think about that, Timer?
I'm with it, man.
Hey, I got a question, man. What the hell is this Illuminati shit? What is that
shit?
Is
it true?
What you talking about, the seven-day theory?
It's the whole, it's telling the truth about all of this demonic stuff that's going on around here in this world. The people you believe in and trust in your future to our devil worshippers.
Well, I mean, this ain't got nothing to do with that DVD. Is that what's talking about, dog?
Yeah, it do. Yeah.
The question was posed to me. I don't know shit about it. People supposed to be, all the black men supposed to be gay and shit like that. I don't know what's fucking
on. Oh, man.
Right.
That's something, man.
That's just, to me,
dog, I'm going to be honest with you, and this is just my opinion. Y'all might think I'm wrong, but this is my opinion. I just think that shit designed to bring a black man down. Think about it. Wasn't nobody on that motherfucking DVD but black people.
I've seen
other DVDs that white men were exposed on there.
Yeah. But now how popular is that one opposed to the one that you got Jay-Z and everybody else on there? I mean that shit going around every motherfucking ghetto, every motherfucking black community, like all black men, if you make it famous, you got to be a fag or a devil worshiper. Come on, man. What happened to hard work and persistence? I mean, some of these people they dedicated their lives to doing this so they can get where they at. I can't believe that everybody that's famous is a devil worshiper. Come on,
not
now.
Everybody. It don't say everybody.
I mean, shit. Okay, but, who they
LeBron,
not going to play?
LeBron did all the little devil worshiping signs in his every what's the name?
What? Could it just be he's just naive to it? I mean, y'all talking about he doing all the devil worshiping. I mean, he throw up the rock. Hell, he thought it's hell. That was some motherfucking, that's some good shit. Everybody throw up the rock.
Okay, you haven't seen it, have you?
Yeah, I've seen the bullshit, but I just don't buy into it. I don't believe that every black man that's successful either worship the devil, gay, or all that. I mean, some people work hard. I mean, it's hard work and persistent paid off. I mean, I'm not finna sit here and say that, man. I mean, he's throwing up devil signs. Shit, I threw up gang signs for the first, 16 years of my life. That don't mean I worship the devil. I was just naive to a lot of things.
I ain't never heard of this shit before. I mean, everybody's supposed to be gay and shit. I don't know about all
exactly.
That shit.
And you notice them CDs. They might have one or two white people on it, but it's predominantly black men. Black men of power that's on now. They done went from Jay-Z to Obama. Everybody's just a motherfucking devil worshiper.
Yes, yeah. Somebody told me Obama worshiped the devil too. I'm like, come on. Let's be realistic. I ain't never seen the DVD, so I don't know what y'all talking about, to be honest.
But when
you
see it, then you're...
I mean, come on, man, let's be realistic. All of a sudden, now that black men are in power, now all of a sudden it's all about devil worshiping. Come on, man. I mean, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. It don't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. Now all of a sudden,
DVD.
Shit. Bullshit.
That's the name of it? Bullshit?
Man, that's what
that?
I call it.
You bought it.
Somebody turn the TV down. Can we get a TV down?
Turn it down.
Okay, we got a show going on. All right.
Now, what did you just say? Repeat what you just said.
You say what now?
Repeat what you just said, please.
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't believe that if y'all think about it, this Illuminati shit, let them tell it, it's been going on for so long. Now, all of a sudden, the black man in power, I mean, yeah, Jay-Z, shit, Jay-Z, the top motherfucker in the music industry. Now, all of a sudden, is devil worshiper. But you got motherfuckers like Ozzy Osbourne biting motherfucking chicken heads off for years and doing shit like that. But motherfuckers like, oh, that's entertaining.
He's a part of it.
Say what?
He's a part of it, too. Anybody that worships the devil is a part of it.
Okay, What's he on the DVD?
Everybody who's sin is worshiping the devil.
Huh?
You might as well say that then.
Whether you white, black, Mexican, purple, whatever. And speaking of purple, they even had little press on there. Press little ass.
Prince worship the devil too now, huh?
Yeah, not Prince worship.
I knew that before a lot of little.
You don't even know that man. How you gonna say that man worship the devil? Why? Because he made Erotic City and they played it backwards. Hell, we heard that when we was in the fifth grade. Let that go. Let it go. That's over with.
Okay.
Let that go. That was over and done with. That was over and done with a long time ago.
I do believe it to be true.
You entitled to your own opinion. But now, if you gonna sit there and believe that, I got a bridge in Brooklyn. I wanna sell you.
A kiki.
I mean, I'm serious. If you believe every black man on there is guilty of being a devil worshiper. I mean,
I
come on, man.
Every black man. They didn't say every black man, but they said certain.
Every black man of power? Shit. I mean, okay, who they say? Oh, that? I mean, everybody of power.
What is a Mason? What is a Freemason?
I'm not a Mason, so I don't know.
I know you're not a Mason. I'm saying, what is a Mason? Do you not know what a Mason is?
Motherfucker that wear them funny ass rings.
Okay.
Your point.
Okay. From what I'm understanding, this is all information. That's just like any information that you get, you have to study it. Like they say, Masons are, when you get to a certain level of a Mason, those are demonic devil worshippers or whatever.
So you saying everybody that's a Mason a devil worshiper?
When you get to a certain level, yep.
I mean, have you made it to that level?
No, but
so
I.
So you saying that by hearsay, right?
No.
How you ain't made it to that level? Now that you gonna say no?
Come on now. I know somebody who is a Freemason.
Okay, I know a lot of people that's a Freemason, but I'm not finna sit down and say they worship the devil.
I can say this person worships the devil.
Well, you need to leave that person alone.
I don't mess around with him. I don't mess around with them. I just know that that person worships the devil. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't worship the devil, so I'm not sure.
You a Mason?
No, I'm not. I believe in God.
So if you have turned to a Mason, dog, you know you worship the devil now.
Oh, my goodness. You are sarcastic.
And if our show take off and we get next to Howard Stern or something, type away, shit, we done made a deal with the devil.
No, I don't believe that shit, man. I'm sorry, I don't.
My point exactly. As soon as a motherfucker gets famous, they worship the devil. And
well,
I think Janine said it best. I mean, if you wait a minute, I don't want to misquote you. Janine, can you say that little saying you said again?
I said, if you're sinning, you might as well say you're worshiping the devil. You're not doing God's work.
Right.
You're not abandoned by God's law. So
right.
you might as well say you worshiping the devil then.
Right. So that means that we all worshiping the devil then. If you gotta look at it like that, then we all worship the devil, right?
We all in Sin City, ain't we?
Exactly.
Okay.
There you go.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
There you
wow.
go.
It's not about, you know, it's not about if you believe in God. You know, I believe in God, but I know I'm sinning. You know, I know I'm a sinner, so, you know, you might as well say that's who you worshiping.
And y'all in Sin City, so.
Y'all better get ready for 2012.
Man, shut the fuck
up. Oh, Lord,
now we're
going to. Now we on the end of the world.
And then
okay.
With Illuminati, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're coming down to our last 2 minutes now. Hey, Miss Toy, I'm going to hit you off first. Miss Toy, what's up, baby?
Oh, no, I really enjoyed the show tonight. Yeah. Mm-hmm, very good. Man, I'm kidding. Good. I'm all right. I'm angry with my question.
I mean, really,
we
answered
your
podcast.
Question. We told you let your big brother handle that. Ain't that what the people said? We said just sit back and let your big brother
yeah,
handle
that. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Okay,
you're right.
Okay, now, Felicia, what's up, baby?
Oh, nothing. I'll be back tomorrow. I enjoyed the show.
Thank you, baby. Hey, it's really how hot is it down there right now?
I think it was about 100 today or over.
God damn.
Damn.
She's sitting with the devil.
Yeah, I done got 2 shades blacker already.
Oh, shit. He done packed up like shit. You know what? I'm going to leave up here. devil done left there already. Okay, Miss Butter, any last words, baby?
I enjoyed myself tonight. Can't wait till tomorrow. And I'll be on Sin City tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we all logging in the chat room tonight, right?
Right.
We gonna get it jumping off tonight. We gonna finish this conversation in the chat room. Hold on, man. Damn, Tommy, you ain't even remind me. Y'all do know we got this dating game coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
What we need y'all to tell your friends, tell everybody. We need y'all to hit SinCity69.ning.com. We turn the more the merrier. I mean, we want to make it exciting. We want to make it fun. We want to let everybody have a good time. We want motherfuckers to be like, ooh, I want him. I want her. But we need a little bit more people. Hey, everybody that's on there, I love y'all for doing what y'all doing. But we need a couple of more people. You know what I'm saying? The more the merrier. The more it is, the fun is going to be. So come on, y'all. Tell your friends. Go down your email list. Tell them, hey, hitsincity69.name.com. Tell them come join in. Throw a picture on. At least throw a profile picture on. That way we can, you know what I'm saying? Don't nobody want to be on no dating game with no motherfucker. They don't even know how he look. He come looking like a big-ass bear. You be like, oh, no. Fuck you, Cass. Fuck you, Father Time. Fuck you, too, Miss Toy. Y'all niggas ain't shit. So come on. I'll let your boy get on that. Get on that. Do what we do. Timer.
What up, Bill?
Any last words, bro?
Yeah, man. We want to thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening. And everybody got to get up on Sin City. We can't stress it enough. Y'all got to get up on there. So we can blow up. We can blow up together. Put Sin City on the map, baby. I'm out.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Check this out, y'all. Like I said, we can hit the chat room. We can all kick it. I mean, we can do it. Like I said, go to SinCity69.ning.com. Hit the chat room. We can blow up. We can carry this conversation farther. Yeah, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about, butter. I know you want to talk about something.
So on that note, we want to thank our new switchboard operator, Juro. He worked the switchboard for us tonight, y'all. So we want to thank him. We want to thank everybody for calling, everybody for listening. All right, man, take us home.
All right, y'all. Peace out.
Hey, what's happening?
Not motherfucking double all.
What's happening,
baby?
You know how we do it?
Yeah, nigga, you know I'm about this bitch. It's time for me to regulate.
For sure. Hey.
Observe.
And you ain't going back?
No. We got to show these motherfuckers what's up, though.
This is for the honeys, the super sock.
I don't want to be your man. I want to be a nigga. You feel me?
Well, let them know.
You fucking with niggas that's insecure. What is damn, my shit is pure. Write down my number, but don't call me till you're sure. I ain't banging, just trying to relocate between your legs. Dripping wet as we experiment in sweaty sex. When you met me, you wouldn't let me. And now you're straight begging to sex me. Got you undressing to test me.
Shut me down if you want and miss the chance to do it live. When I stroll by, I see that look. Why? He wants a nigga, but think that you can't have a nigga. Don't cheat yourself, instead treat yourself. If you're scared, go to church. I know it hurts to find out me and your man be sharing stuff.
I'm hoping you don't take this the wrong way, but your body is banging, got me attracted in a strong way. After a long day of trying to make my song stay, making love all day against the wall in the hallway. Your fantasies come alive, your heart rate shall increase when we meet up in this dark place. You might think you're happy with him, but that's a lie. So give this thug a try. I'd rather
be your N-I-G-G-A. So we can get drunk and smoke weed all day. It's a rat if you're lonely, baby. You need a thug in your life. And must you make love in your mind. I'd rather be your N-I-G-G-A. So we can get drunk and smoke weed all day. It's a rat if you're lonely, baby. You need a thug in your life. And must you make love in your right.
Now you were sprung from the introduction. My conversation's full of game, yet let you with seduction. I see you blushing like you want something. Come get a taste of America's most wanted, and let's get into some fashion. Erotic fucking, my up and down with no interruption. Have no intentions of busting until you learn your lesson. Now many questions are often asked. A drop top, 500 beans and plenty cash to help a nigga ride
out with coke to get your lobster and crab. Cause all I got is conversation and a gang of staff. And I'ma listen when it hurts. I'ma hang out but never stay. Smoke blunts, believe them stunts up to super day. I be your nigga as long as we can understand that I be nigga and smoke coke and be the man. He whine and dine, right. Me and you we whine and grind, right. And when I'm on the field, keep him on the sideline.
So you can get drunk and smoke weed all day. The moment of truth, I got you naked, totally sweating. Let's see how hot I can make it. Tongue kissing to your head, swing. I'm so into you. Witness a nigga make the bed bang. If it's all mine, then let me know. Now scream my name out. Do you want it fast or shall I hit it slow? Not to mention the multiple positions I inflict A boss playing freaky motherfucker can't dig.
It's on and poppin'. Now you see what I was seeing. Why your eyes rolling? Loosen up, girl. I ain't going nowhere. Let's let that sucker stay out there. While he stress out and I stress out the cock. Hold the boots and let the nigga execute. And though you got it right, I'm going home tonight.
You say you don't need a man, but I don't care. You in the presence of a player.
I'd rather be your man.
Yeah.